live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Welcome back to another Email Marketing Today. With me today is Ross Kramer. Hey, Ross.
Hey, Brent. How's it going?
And we have Matt Elliott back in the studio. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Pretty good here as well. We have some exciting news here. We launched our 4.4 release last week. We had a number of features that went live with our 4.4 update, and we just kind of thought that's what we'd go through today and actually just kind of touch on the different features that we took live. So first of all, one of the big new features, A/B split test segmentation. What you're able to do now is set up a split test segment right within the application. The application will do the complete random sampling and set up the segmentation so that you can do your tests very easily through List Track.
And as anyone who's listened into any of our webinars and talked about, you know, best practices and strategies for achieving really good, relevant, and successful email campaigns, testing is brought up a lot, and now we've actually built in a piece into our application to make that much easier for our clients to use. And content and images and action hero shots, whatever you want to test, but you can now utilize our system to speed up the process and automate the process and see some real-time live results and make decisions for your future email marketing campaign so that you can hopefully be picking out the best of the best of your creative and your content and your taglines and everything else you need to promote whatever you're trying to promote and see that success that's really possible and relevant in the email world.
Matt, I think we're 2 for 2 on amazing words created. Yesterday's word or phrase of the day was, I think we were talking about opening a can of worms, and then we were talking about something about a wormhole, and then we came up with the concept of opening a can of wormholes. Your action hero shots versus the hero shot, I think, could be today's phrase of the day. But you're exactly right in terms of testing. You hit the nail right on the head there. Email marketing is so actionable. You know, your results come back so quickly that your ability to test and use that actionable data is very few other means that you get such actionable data back as quickly as you do. You know, you can do it on the web, on your website, but you need to really have a ton of traffic to be able to do testing as quickly as you can when you send out an email campaign.
Yeah, and that's one thing there too. I think it's one of the really cool parts of this new feature is that you can test against a specific segment rather than testing against your whole list. And kind of touched on this in the webinar that we had the other day, but you know, when you're looking at statistical validity and you're looking at how much my results actually matter and if they're actually repeatable, the things that affect that are the list size, but also your signal and your noise. And your signal being the actual results and your noise being the negative effect on the results, you're able to increase your signal by getting as specific as you can on that test. And the way you can do that is to get really specific with your segment. So you're filtering down on a specific segment, you're increasing your signal, you're reducing your noise, and you're able to get better results, and you're able to know that those results are repeatable going forward.
Brent, have you seen anybody using testing and dynamic content together?
Yeah, there's basically two ways that you can use the testing system once you've set up the segments. You can do completely separate tests, and in List Track, I would do that using campaigns to organize those messages, or you could use dynamic content. And using our dynamic content engine it's a really nice way of doing a test, because in the reporting, you have your recipe report. So you have all of your statistics right there within the recipe report, and everything is grouped together very nicely that way. So using our system, I think that's a really great way of testing, is by using our dynamic content system.
And Brent's not talking about the food channel here. A recipe in our language and in terms of List Track and dynamic content are the different components or pieces that you can utilize to come up with different pieces of an email message or different versions of an email message. So a recipe is really just those factors that make one email message different from another, just based off of which factors you're changing out in the email.
Yeah, so you're really talking about a content block. You're talking about a specific section of the HTML that you can easily test using the dynamic content system. One of the next features that we launched, and this was more a List Track GUI update, but within List Track, you have multiple lists that you can have within your account, and you had a left panel that took up some screen real estate. Now, it's just really easy to minimize and maximize that screen real estate. We've always tried to educate our customers, too, that you really want to use the one list in List Track. List Track's really list specific. The only reason you really want to use different lists is if you want complete separation in data. You're an agency. agency and you have multiple businesses that you're doing sends for, there's a reason for different lists to completely separate the data. But when you're talking about using segmentation, keeping your report statistics for your individual contacts together, basically everything kind of coming together, you want to really continue to use single list. And, you know, there really wasn't a reason for many clients to have that list panel open all the time. So now you can minimize that panel. The WYSIWYG now can take advantage of the full screen width, which is really nice if you're a WYSIWYG user within the application. That's just a nice GUI update for ListTrack.
And Brent, who powers our WYSIWYG editor?
Telerik.
Aha, the good folks at Telerik. Got it. So what's the next new feature, Brent?
So the next big new feature here was updates to our import list wizard. We are now able to segment on the import. Before this feature went live, you had to set up your profiling first. You had to go in, set up your headers and your attributes, things like that, and then go and import your list. Well, now it just makes it nice and easy. When you go to import your list, you can set up the attributes and choose to do that right on the fly. And then the other really nice thing about this update is the fact that you can now apply a profile attribute to the entire list that's being imported. So it's really nice because you can now segment this entire list without having to go and do this first in Excel. Set a value, drag it all the way down through a column. Now you can easily do that on the fly during the list import wizard.
And this feature is really designed for our customers that use our application and has an enormous impact on efficiency and the time spent for setting up and being able to do a list update and to bring in a new list a lot quicker and a lot more efficient than they could in the past.
Yeah, I think previously you had to spend a lot of time in Excel doing your list management in Excel, and this new feature will allow you to spend a lot more time in ListTrack and a lot less time in Excel.
Yeah, and that's really what we're kind of trying to do here with a lot of the features is take the convenience and make it more convenient to do this within ListTrack. Similarly to the split testing, as we talked about earlier, you know, beforehand you could do that in Excel. Just now it's very easy to do that within the ListTrack application. The next item we had go live here was on our contact level reports. You can now sort out by reason and method. This is, again, really nice. You don't have to export to Excel first and do your sorting in Excel. Right in ListTrack, you can go to reports like our unsubscribe contact report or our message bounce report, and you can sort by the bounce reason and have that report separated out.
That's a really handy feature for those clients of ours that are very interested in understanding how their list is performing and what's going on. Being able to see now those people that have been removed from your list and to know why they were removed. Were they removed due to bounces or an abuse complaint? Did the subscriber remove themselves? And being able to have that additional piece of information and being able to sort by that so that you can actually get those stats will give you a good indication and some more information for you to analyze your email marketing campaigns. If you're getting more bounces than you're getting unsubscribes, people are being removed due to bounces, you might have a list acquisition problem. You have a problem in the quality of list. If you're getting more unsubscribes than you're getting anything else, and that percentage is too high, and you're getting a lot of unsubscribes, why? Well, you can look at your content, you can look at your frequency, you can look at your relevancy, but this kind of information is really going to be a very good tool for those e-marketers out there using ListTrack that want to do some deeper analysis and really get to understand how their list and how their campaigns are performing.
Yeah, and got to say, part of why this feature made it in here to our latest updates, this goes back to our Email Marketing Days conference. It's actually something that we had kind of heard repeatedly, is that this is something that would just really help out our customers. So we're listening to your feedback. So any of the, you know, ListTrack users, fill out the form there within ListTrack for your feature requests. So, you know, we're taking all those feature requests in. We'll take them all. We'll see where it fits into our roadmap. And we're looking at your feedback.
And Brent, just for anybody that may be listening and wants to do some telling, where do they submit their feature requests?
There's a feature request form right in the ListTrack application under the support and information menu.
We've been holding a lot of webinars and conferences, and we go to these places and we talk about it, and we talk about best practices and things you can be doing, like this kind of analysis. And then we took an internal look at our own application and thought, well, just how easy it is for our own customers to do that kind of analysis. And what we've done is identified some ways that we can improve and speed up that process and make it a lot easier for our clients to do those best practices that we espouse and that the industry espouses. And now we're adding that into the application and making it a lot easier and really just trying to enable our customers to be better email marketers.
And that's a great lead in to the next item on our list, change of address. Something that we've kind of missed out in the application for a while, but now it's there. Just as easy as adding an unsubscribe link or forward to a friend link as you have in the past, you can now add a code snippet so that right in your creative, your users can really easily change their email address.
That's right. And along with the link within the email itself, you can also post it out on a website. There's a form version of it as well. What's really nice about it is that information is tracked within the reports within ListTrack so that you can get a report as from those addresses that are being changed and get an idea as to how often that's happening.
And speaking of user feedback, I think right after we launched this, somebody raised their hand and said, hey, how about a report that we can see who
exactly
changed their address?
We had a little bit, we had something missing there. You know, we provided this new functionality and we were retaining that information behind the scenes, but we didn't have a direct report. So now that's also available. You can actually see the address that was changed and the new address that it was changed to.
And is that live? Is
that
the report live?
Yep, that's
so
live.
Time to live from feature request.
That was about 3 days.
Yeah, so kudos to getting that out as quickly as you did.
Some other changes here with the 4.4 launch, mainly affecting the pass-along system. In the past, when you included a pass-along link in your message and that was sent out, when the receiver went to click through on the pass-along, they were able to put a comma-separated list of addresses, but then there was only an area for one comment for a specific person. So we were kind of allowing multiple people to get it, but the message was really just for one person. So basically, that was fixed here. You're able to put a individual comment for an individual user as you forward this along to your friends. And the pass-along system is still a great thing to use. It'll make sure that the message is sent as it was originally sent directly from ListTrack. When you use the forward functionality within your email client, many email clients will break the creative, but using the pass-along function, you know that it's going to be delivered as it was originally sent. Another new feature here, we now have a date value type in a profile system. And that was another one of those things that was missing for a while. You could use the numeric year, month, day way of doing, but you know, you didn't have the date value expressions that you have now, your true date expressions that you get now with the date value type. ListTrack users, the supported format there is the month/day/year.
And Brent, cue the drum roll on why that feature is out there and what we're prepping everybody for.
Well, the importance there is leading up to our event-triggered messaging system, and probably be talking a lot more about that here in the next few months, but that is a huge system that we've been working on for quite a long time. But what this will allow you to do with the event trigger messaging system is birthday emails, anniversary emails, reminder emails, and have conversation-based messages set up so that it's based on a profile attribute being the date value type.
It's also an important thing that we've added to help people with understanding engagement. We've talked about engagement, and now you'll be able to record, you know, you can transfer from a website, a weblog, or an action that's happened as to when did we last interact with this customer. And it's going to be a lot easier to get that date in as a profile attribute and then to segment or target those people by date so that you can, so that you have a lot more flexibility when you're trying to look at some of your engagement campaigns and not having to worry about how do I get that date transferred into a number, and then how am I going to do my filter? A lot of that figuring out process has been taken away by actually letting you support that as a date format.
And just a reminder for ListTrack users that the supported format would be the month/day/year.
And I'll also put out there some feelers if anybody's listening in and wanted to have a look at our event-triggered messaging system, some closed, I don't even want to go so far as to say as a beta, but a preview.
Prototype.
Walkthroughs are available. Email us at info@listtrack.com or call us. Number is now on our website, on our homepage. That's a new update to our homepage today, if anybody's interested in.
Yeah, a little post-it note.
Yeah.
Look there. That was pretty. Travis Buck, our graphic designer, put that out there. I thought that was pretty nice call out.
That is new today. But drop us a line. We'd love to show you what we're up to there. Really, that's a culmination of the last 4 years of work here at ListTrack, and we did a lot of listening at email marketing days to our customers. That I know we had the one session that was kind of a open mic in terms of what our customers are looking for, and I think we're going to be able to deliver on many of those promises. And we're looking for midsummer, right, Brent?
That's right. We're looking at hopefully July. Did I just say? Did I actually put a month out there?
I think I put that out there on our webinar yesterday. So.
Yeah, so that's what we're aiming for right now, and we're looking really good. It's looking great. It's going to be an amazing system. And the next item here, actually on 4.4, and this was pretty huge, but it was really more kind of back end processes, and a lot of it was actually in preparation for the event-triggered messaging system going forward, but we had a complete overhaul of our contact request engine. So any way data comes into ListTrack, be it links from an email or form submissions, we kind of revamped the way those requests come in. We enhanced some security as far as encrypting some of those links that are coming into us, but that was a complete overhaul behind the scenes in preparation for the event-triggered messaging system.
Yeah, a lot of security updates that were wrapped into that, as well as scalability updates. Previous to this, a lot of the external processes were sort of done in line and, you know, through the power of message queuing and different technology solutions that our engineering staff did were poised to scale a lot better now with the new contact request system. Very transparent to any of our users. Our users don't see a whole lot of benefit there.
One thing to suggest for our users, though, we are suggesting that if you have used our sign-up code from the code support in the past, that you get the latest version of that and you update your code support again to enhance the security there for the form submission.
Basically, any of the custom code pieces that you might have implemented in templates or anything prior to January 6th of 2009, you need to go back and look at those code pieces in your templates and look under the support information section under the code support area and get the latest versions of those and update your templates, your web pages that do your signups and unsubscribe form codes, and get everything up to date with the new contact request engine, and you will see the benefits down the road.
The other piece that the contact request system brings us, and I mentioned this in my blog post, and this is true for probably 99.9% of all of the campaigns that go through ListTrack, is that we can now take our database offline during our maintenance periods and, you know, God forbid, during our unscheduled maintenance periods, and links will still work. That was a little sticking point previous to this update, is that when our primary database went offline for maintenance, the links didn't work either. And now we've got those systems spread across multiple databases, so your links will work across the board if our database is offline for maintenance, except in the event if you're using dynamically generated links with profiling tags.
Yeah, if you're passing profiling tags, personalization tags in your links, and that would also include Google Analytic links, since Google Analytic links are query string based links going out there. It basically, we're just stripping off the Google Analytics. Your links will still work. It'll just strip off the Google Analytic query string at that point.
So, and for the fraction of the percentage of folks that are building their links using profiling tags inside the query string, we are working on a workaround there. We just wanted to get that new feature out as soon as possible. So pretty proud of that feature. Bring us some, in addition to the scalability features that the contact request overhaul brought us, it also brought us some high availability as well.
So we've got a lot of great features kind of on the horizon. We're really excited, as we mentioned, the event-triggered messaging system. I mean, that's going to be a pretty huge thing for us this year. You're going to start to hear a lot more about that in the next couple of weeks, couple of months. We're really looking forward to 2009, and the other features are going to be coming your way. And keep the feature requests coming. We have a pretty huge list of features, and the more we hear about a specific feature, the more demand that we see, the higher that would raise priority in our roadmap.
And I also just want to put a quick shout out there. This is Matt again, and I just want to put a quick shout out there to remind people that we'll be at the Email Evolution Conference in Scottsdale in February. So if any of you are going to be attending that event, come find us or shoot us an email and let us know, and we'll look you guys up.
And other events that are on the horizon is the Marketing Sherpa.
Marketing Sherpa's in mid-March, and we'll be there as well.
So they're looking for that. And SES as well, Search Engine Strategies in New York again, sometime in March as well. So if you're looking for us, we'll be there as well. And Herschel Gordon Lewis is our next webinar guest speaker. You know, we had a great reception from Herschel Gordon Lewis back in 2008. So we're
and that'll be February 4th.
Yeah, February 4th. So
you can sign up on our website for it. Click through to sign up for that webinar.
And we're probably right at our time today, Brent.
I think we are.
This has been good. And there's more release notes out on the website. I put a blog post together for these new features.
Yeah, there's a full video tutorial on the split testing part of it as well.
Hey, and Happy New Year, everybody. Is this our first podcast in 2009?
I think it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, so Happy New Year to all of our podcast listeners. And we'll catch you next time, I guess.
All right. See you later, everybody.
Take care.